Welcome to Faith Factor. I'm your favorite pastor, Kayode Odunuga. Today we'll be talking about the path of the righteous, the path of the righteous. Let us look at the book of Proverbs chapter 4, verse 18. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 18. The scripture says, "But the path of the righteous, but the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. But the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day." Now, the path of the just or the righteous is actually shining because the just is following the path of God. The thing that makes the path of the just shine is because the just is in alignment with the way God wants the just to go. If the just is moving outside that which God wants him to do, or outside the plan of God, or outside the path by which God has mapped out for him, it will not be, his path will not be shining unto the perfect day anymore, because the just has deviated from the path that which God was the just to follow. In other words, it is easier said like this, that the path of the just is as a shining light because the just is following the path of God. So if the just is not following the path of God, his path will not be as a shining light. Because God is the factor that determines the path or the ways of the just. You see, if a man being led in his way, he shall stand before great men and only men. See, that is just a way for us to know that when we are saying that we are the just of God, we are saying that we are the righteousness of God. We are righteous because Jesus made us righteous by faith in him. He said, "He that knew no sin was made sin, so that by him we can become the righteousness of God." We became the righteousness of God because of the death of Jesus Christ and our faith in him. Now, we are saved. We are saints of God. Then it is possible for the saints of God to be saved. It is also possible for the saints of God to be in bondage. You remember in the book of Acts of the Apostle, when Apostle Peter was put in prison, physical prison, he was a saint of God. He was the saint of the living God. He was in physical bondage. As it is possible for the saint of God to be in the physical bondage, it is also possible for the saint of God to be in the spiritual bondage. Spiritual bondage can come because of sin. The scripture says, Jesus told them, he said, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." That is John chapter 8, verse 32. "He shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And they protested. They told Jesus, "We are Abraham's seed. It is not possible for us to be in bondage." In other words, they are claiming to Jesus and saying, "Jesus, we are the children of the covenant. The Lord entered a covenant with our father Abraham, and because of the covenant that our father had with God, so it is impossible for us to be in bondage, talking of unbelief." And Jesus told them, and he said, "The same that you obey, you have become a slave to it. And that is why you need to be free." Even though they were the children of the covenant, but they, because of their sin, they were able to enter into covenant with bondage. They were in bondage and they didn't know, because they were claiming the covenant of God. They were claiming the covenant that their forefather entered with God. They didn't know that they are actually, they have been enslaved in their ignorance. because of their sin. So what am I saying? If you are the just of God, yes, congratulations. I am one too. Why? Because Jesus made me so. My faith in Jesus has put me on that level by which God can see me as his holy child. My faith in the Almighty Father has made Jesus, as the God Almighty, to see me through the blood of Jesus. So I am not being seen by God as a sinner. So I'm not a miserable sinner anymore. Jesus has washed away my sin. And however, it is possible for a just man to be in bondage and yet not aware of it. That is why you need to block all the loopholes. The Bible says, do not give the devil a foothold. If you want your path to be a shining light, shining brighter and brighter with the prophet, you need to avoid that which is called sin. Sin, let me tell you something about sin. You say, oh, they say, if there is sin, there is much more grace for it. But let me tell you this. Sin opens doors for the devil to attack you. When a man is a sin, you are moving yourself away from the covenant of God. You are moving away from the protection of God. The sin will now then open you up, because devil is looking for a foothold. Devil is looking for that which you will be able to hold on to and say, you have committed this one, so I have the right to acquit you. It's the accuser of the brethren. He's looking for an opportunity to do what? Because by the time the evil one, the wicked one, the witches and the wizard, all the wicked ones that are using the power of the devil wants to attack somebody, by the time they see that you are on fire for God, they will not be able to do anything. So by the time they begin to look and they will see, is there anything we can use against him that will give us the legal ground? It's what we call legal ground. That way the devil say, I have a bragging right over you because of this. So whatsoever sin that you might have been committing, that making the devil to keep a legal right in your life, you need to stop now and repent and ask Jesus to forgive you. And the moment you repent, that's it. The moment you repent and you don't go back to that sin, that's it. The Bible says, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. So if you regard iniquity, that means you pay attention to sin. That means you honor sin. That means you give value to sin. And you see, and if God does not hear you, then the devil is on the other side to attack. The reason why we are being so much protected is because of the finger of God. So if God is not present there anymore, the devil is everywhere looking for that opportunity. The moment you give that chance and you allow, and you know that the eyes of the Lord cannot behold iniquity, that is why you need to pause now. Ask God to forgive you. If not, you can be in bondage for years, struggling. There is not play for you until God intervenes. Talking about the story of Peter again, the angel came into in the prison with the presence of God, with the glory of God, with the power of God, and he told him, and he said, Peter, get up. Is that not amazing? Somebody that was in chain, in fetters, he could have been and said, angel, can't you see what is happening? I am in chains. I am in bondage. I am in pain. Why are you telling me to get up? Why are you telling me to get up now? But God did it in a way by which Peter thought he was having a revelation. He didn't know that which was happening to him was indeed true. He thought it was a dream. He thought it was a revelation of how God would deliver him. He didn't know that God had started the deliverance already because the church was praying for Peter. Ah, Jesus, thank you. See, my friend, he got up. The chain fell off. The moment the chain fell off, he walked out of the prison door and he got to the iron gate. And the Bible says the iron gate that require a lot of people to open, it opened to them on their accord. In other words, if God, if the presence, if the glory of God is present, every chain, every bondage is strong. The Bible says God is spirit, and wherever the spirit of God is, there is what? Liberty. Your liberty is when the presence, the glory of God, no matter I decree into your life by the power in the name of Jesus, no matter the kind of bondage that the devil has placed upon your life, I set you free now in the name of Jesus. I set you free now in the name of Jesus. I set you free now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Every bondage of sickness, Jesus told that man, he said, ensure that you do not commit any sin again, that the worst thing will not fall upon you. In other words, the reason why his life was in sin for close to 48 years, the Bible says for 38 years, he has been on a particular sickness because of sin. Jesus said, ensure that you sin no more. John chapter 5. Ensure that you see no more, that the worst will not come upon your life. What am I telling you today? I mean, if you are righteous, if you are just, it's fine. But your path will begin to be glorious if you are following the ways of God. How do we know the ways of God? The Bible says this in the book of Revelation, in the book of Psalms, chapter 25. How do you know the ways of God? Chapter 25. Let me start the reading from verse 5. Lead me in thy truth and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all this. Let's read from verse 4. Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me their path. In other words, it is until God opens your eyes to the path by which you should follow. That is when your path will shine brighter, brighter on the path of the day. Until God will teach you. He said, teach me their path. There is a teaching that will open your eyes to the path by which you shall follow. As a just, you don't follow every path every other just is following. There is a particular or specific path by which God Almighty wants you to follow. And as the just man, as the righteous man, if you don't follow that particular path, your path will not be as a shining light, shining brighter and brighter than the path. Even though you are the just, but you are not in the path by which God has mapped out for you. You see that? So you must go to God. You must seek the word. You must read the word to understand the particular path that God wants you to follow. That is why the psalmist said, teach me their path. With an S. Teach me their path. In other words, if God teaches you his path, you'll be able to follow the path by which God wants you to follow. And once you are in the path by which God wants you to follow, that is when your path shall be as a shining light, shining, 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 shining path.